Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today...
Kristen Livingood.
And you are with...
Parkway Playhouse.
You remember? With the Parkway Playhouse. Okay, first of all, was the chocolate really good?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we had our season celebration chocolate sensation, and we ate a lot of chocolate. And there was a whole lot. And we had our season announcement, so...
Great.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Pretty good turnout for it?
Yeah, we had quite a few people. We also had a performance by Mary Poppins, so I have to tell you, there was a moment where I was walking, somebody needed me, so I started walking, I look over to my left at the table, and there's just children all over the chocolate table. It was the cutest thing. I was like,
smart children.
Yeah, we put a bunch of chocolate in their bellies. They performed, and then we sent them home with their parents.
And their parents love you to this day. When is Mary Poppins? Will it be fairly soon for the kids?
It's November. It's middle of November.
Middle of November.
So the 16th or the 18th is when we're going to be doing that show.
Okay, now we had the announcement, so can now you tell me what's going to be going on next year?
Yeah, of course I can. We have an awesome, awesome lineup for next season. I'm incredibly excited about it. We're going to be opening with Along About Sundown, which is a bluegrassy kind of show with dialogue. It's about Bascom Lamar Lunsford, who his two granddaughters wrote the show together about him and his music. It's going to be so much fun. It's music, bluegrass. If you love it, come out. It's going to be a great show. And then we're going to have the Dixie Swim Club, which is set on the Outer Banks. It is a group of five women who meet there every couple of years and just talk about their life. And, you know, it's hilarious comedy, so it's definitely going to be a great North Carolina represented with the Outer Banks, so that's going to be a lot of fun. Then we are going to be having, in our region, it's a premiere. There's nobody else who got it before us, and it is A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. It's about this guy who finds out that he is an heir to a fortune, and so he has to kill off his entire family to get the fortune, and the entire family is played by one actor. So he keeps changing characters. It's so funny.
That's like, that'll be good.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. And then we have another, like, local area premiere. There's nobody else who got it before us. It's going to be Amelie, which is a musical based on that film from, it was in the 90s that it came out, but the French film about the girl who has, she's got this huge imagination. I have to tell you, their favorite song is the duet she has with her goldfish. So there's going to be puppets. It's going to be really wonderful.
This is sounding exciting. This is main stage next year. What else you got?
After Amelie, we're going to have The Humans, which is another premiere locally. I'm telling you, we're getting all the new stuff.
Yeah, all the new stuff.
It's called The Humans. It won the Tony, I think, 2 years ago. It's a comedy, and it's family at Thanksgiving, and it kind of turns, it has this twist kind of where it turns into this thriller for a second. It's going to be really, really good. So definitely come and see that one. And then we're going to close our season with Dark of the Moon. We want to have some local musicians in that one, and it's about the Ballad of Barbara Allen, so it's set in the Smoky Mountains based on the folk song. And then I can actually announce our junior season too, which
okay,
I'm so excited
ahead.
About.
Tell me about it.
In the spring, we're going to have Junie B. Jones Jr.
Really?
We are. It's a musical based on the stories. It's hilarious. The summertime, our summer camp is going to be Alice in Wonderland Jr. There are so many roles. I think there's 25 roles in that show. There's something for everybody. And then in the fall, we're going to be doing Elf Jr., the musical.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah,
oh,
and we're going to be doing that beginning of December, so just in time for the holidays. It'll be perfect timing, yeah.
Oh, that's great. That'll be fun. Well, it sounds like it's going to be another exciting year.
I'm really looking forward to it.
It sounds like it'll be good. So now, that's going on next year. Mm-hmm. What's going on right now?
Well, we have a couple of things coming up this weekend. We have Get the Hook Improv Comedy Troupe come in. So if you are looking for some laughs, check us out the 19th and 20th at 7 o'clock at Parkway Playhouse. We are asking a suggested $5 donation at the door. All proceeds are going to help us get to festival this year. So we're going to be taking workshops, seeing other performers. We're going to just get immersed into the improv experience. So please help us get there so we can get more education. If you can't make it this weekend, come November 2nd and 3rd, or it'll be our final performance to raise money to help us get to festival over Veterans Day weekend. So we have that. And then the other thing that we have is Murder in the Moonshine, which is our murder mystery at the New Ray Inn. That'll be the 26th and 27th of October, just in time for Halloween.
Halloween, perfect timing. Yeah, and their phone number is 682-2329. 682-2329.
You're not going to want to miss that one. It's going to be, it's so funny, and it's going to be a little interactive. You get to try to guess who you think it is, and dinner is going to be served. There's going to be a 3-course meal. So.
Oh, man. So Everybody should check it out.
Yeah.
Well, not like you have anything going on. It looks like you're busy.
Always.
Well, congratulations on, you know, everything this year. But next year, it just sounds like it's just going to be a fantastic year.
Yeah. We're already planning for it, and I'm so excited. I can't wait. I'm ready for it.
Well, thanks for coming by and letting us know what's going on. Come back soon and keep us up to date, okay?
Absolutely.
Our guest today, Kristen Livingood from the Parkway Playhouse. Kristen, thanks for stopping by and visiting with us today. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.